This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The president of Mexico, Enrique Peña Nieto, has just announced he wants to end his government's monopoly on oil production. He's hoping to amend Mexico's constitution to allow an international oil company, in fact, companies, to help tap huge amounts of fossil fuel that state-run Pemex has not been able to exploit. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has more on what this means for the U.S.
Right now, if the Mexican government needs help drilling for oil and gas, and it does need help, especially in deep water drilling and shale, it'll pay outside oil companies a fee. Thing is, oil companies haven't really been that interested in Mexico's fees. Phil Flynn is an analyst with Price Futures Group.
Mexico is sitting on a mountain of supply of both oil and gas, but yet their production has been falling year after year.
So the idea now is to attract companies by letting them share in the oil profits. If that works, 87 billion barrels of oil could come to market. Chris Lowe is chief economist with FTN Financial.
It should result in cheaper, more abundant energy, which is beneficial to U.S. consumers, of course, through lower gas prices, but also U.S. manufacturing.
And that means improved competitiveness. This doesn't, of course, address environmental costs of all that carbon. In any case, this all supposes that Mexico's oil will come online. Sovereign control over oil is a point of pride in Mexico, and letting go of that won't happen without a fight. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.